Hi, Rochelle. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Sarah. This is Rochelle Davis.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good, Sarah. Me and Aisha did not receive the clock-in number until after Friday, after 3 o'clock. So we didn't clock in Friday.
My coworker Tammy didn't send it to you?
She did, but it was after 3 o'clock when we got it, and it went to our cell phone. And we
right, and it has to go to her phone because she's the one clocking in.
Oh, we didn't know we was looking for it on my phone. And it went to our cell phone. We was looking for it to come to my phone. And it came to her phone. So we missed it, the clock in for Friday. So who do we need to call to tell them that she did work Friday?
So you did work on Friday?
Yeah, she worked Friday from 3 to 10:30.
Okay, so then for that, 1 minute. I'm going to ask my supervisor because I'm going to probably need a timesheet for you, all right? 1 moment.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, so I'm going to send you a timesheet that needs to be filled out so that I could put the time in for the missed clock in, because when we have missed clock ins, we fill out timesheets, which hopefully won't happen again now that you have all the instructions for her.
Oh, yeah.
1 second. I'm sending it to you right now so I could tell you how to fill it out while we're on the phone, okay?
Okay. And also, on the information they sent to her phone for her to clock in, they put the amount that she would be making, and they put $13.75.
Yeah, I wanted to check that too. I want to update that's wrong because we discussed that's the base rate. So let me go into her account now, and I'm going to update that we discussed $15.75. Thanks for clarifying. Let me see. It could be it was updated by now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. 1 minute. Hi, Rochelle. Okay, I'm correcting this right now.
Okay.
So that we're going to, starting from Friday, which was the 23rd. Minute. Okay, so we're all set now. It should be updated.
Okay.
Thank you. So today you're going to clock in?
Yeah, she's been clocking in since Friday. I mean, since Saturday.
So it was just that. Did you get the timesheet that I sent you?
Let me see. Yeah.
Okay, so you see how to fill it out?
For Friday, put in your date.
Yeah, you put in the date, put in all the time.
And then the total hours. Half an hour, and then consumer designated signature, and then sign it. And then at the bottom, put total hours worked again.
You don't, the most important part is that you're going to have it signed by you and then Isaiah and then put the hours in. That's the rest of it and the date. Then I'll be able to figure it out. Okay?
Okay. And she can write on this?
Yeah, you should. You could download it. You can print it, whatever works better for you. And then just send it in to me. Are you able to send it before 5 p.m. today? Because I want it to be in for billing this week.
Trying to see if I can write on here. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't write on here. So what do I need to do to write, to sign it?
You got it to write on it?
Huh?
You were able to figure it out?
I can't sign it.
So you can download the document.
Okay, I'll get my husband to do it when he get back.
Okay,
and
great.
And see if he can do it. If he can't do it, then I'll call you back and let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.